What's up, Bulls Nation? You found yourselves locked on Bulls. I'm Matt. That's Big Dave. Up ahead on today's program, we're previewing this Bulls-Cavs matchup that we got coming up Wednesday night. Cavs, one of the hottest teams in the league, winners of five straight and seven of their last 10. Who needs Rubio? Who needs Sexton? The Cavs are balling. So we'll look at this matchup, look back to the Bulls' previous matchup, which was a loss to the Cavs back in December. And then if we have time, we'll check out what's going on in our mailbag. That's all next on a fresh Locked On Bulls. Let's go.
You are Locked On Bulls, your daily podcast on the Chicago Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. Here are your hosts, Matt Peck and Big Dave Watson.
What's up and welcome in to Locked On Bulls, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day. I'm Matt Peck. You can follow me on Twitter at Bulls underscore Peck. You can follow my co-host Big Dave Watson at BAWL Sports. Bow. You can follow us at Locked On Bulls. And that text and voicemail line is always there for you. Our fellow Bulls fans at 331-979-1369. Today's episode brought to you in part by Prize Picks. Check out prizepicks.com and use promo code NBA or go to your app store and download the app today. Prize Picks, it's daily fantasy made easy. All right, Big Dave, big matchup coming. The Bulls trying to end this four-game skid, but it won't be easy against a tough Cavs team that's playing about as well as anybody in the NBA right now. Before we get to this Bulls-Cavs preview, though, Got some fun news for our listeners out there. Big Dave, Do you know what time it is? Because it's giveaway time, baby.
Yay! You know I love a giveaway time. You know I love giving stuff to people and making people happy. This is awesome.
All right, so haven't done a giveaway in a while. It is time, new year, new prizes for you, our loyal listeners, because we couldn't do all this that we do without you. We want to show our appreciation for you. So here's how this new one's going to work, and I will put out a tweet from our Locked On Bulls Twitter account, at Locked On Bulls, with a picture of the prize itself and the rules. The prize, Big Dave, a 16x20 autographed photo of Mr. Lonzo Ball dunking all over the Boston Celtics.
I'll take it. That would fit nicely behind me. What I got my set up here, man. I would love to have that, but I can't. Right? But I would love to. But you guys get to have it. This is awesome.
I could use it like right there. There's a little blank spot on the wall. Right. Yeah. But you know what? No, it's going to one of you fine people out there in Bulls Nation. Autograph 16x20, Lonzo Ball. Here's what you could do. Two ways to enter. Either you leave us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts, or for those of you who use a different platform than Apple Podcasts and cannot leave us a review on said platform, you can also enter this lottery drawing by simply subscribing to our YouTube channel, Locked On Bulls on YouTube. And hey, if you are already subscribed, just send us a screenshot of the fact that you're subscribed. If you leave us that 5-star review, send us a screenshot of that 5-star review. You can tweet it at us, or more simply, email us a screenshot, lockedonbulls@gmail.com, and you will be entered to win this autographed 16x20 Lonzo Ball, baby. Man, I was sifting around for some potential giveaway prizes, Big Dave, and all of a sudden I blinked and an hour went by because I was like, I want that, I want that, I want that.
I think you stumbled on a gem right there, man, honestly. And this is a great way to do it because, one, it don't cost you nothing. You know what I'm saying? You don't have to do anything. It's free. All you have to do is tell us you're in. That's it. Tell us you're in. Tell us you like this show and you're in. That's it. That's all you got to do. And you don't have to answer no questions. You know, there's no quiz. There's no math. All you got to do is subscribe or like us and you're in the contest to win an awesome, awesome, awesome poster of Lonzo Ball. Dunk it on people.
And it's autographed. Dunk it on people, man.
Come on, man.
And of course, it does come with a, you know, certification of that autograph so everybody will know that you didn't just scribble Lonzo Ball's name on a picture that you bought.
That's true.
It's the real deal, baby.
Hey, Matt, I say I'm do this also. How about we throw in some Locked On swag with it?
You know that's coming.
Just because.
The Locked On Bulls swag coming with the Lonzo prize.
Yeah.
So just there it is. Leave us a 5-star review and rating on Apple Podcasts or subscribe to our channel on YouTube, Locked On Bulls, and send us those screenshots telling us that you did just that. Again, that's lockedonbulls@gmail.com. All right. Now for basketball talk. Big Dave, Bulls Cavs part two. Bulls got blown out of the water against the Cavs back in December. It was kind of right when the Bulls were going, oh my God, Omicron's everywhere. So they did have Zach LaVine and Vooch for that game. They did have Derek Jones Jr. in the starting lineup as well, but no DeMar DeRozan. There was no Alex Caruso for that game. There was no Javonte Green in that game. They were missing pieces, and it was when all the shuffling was going on. I don't necessarily blame that loss on the absence of those guys. Right. The Cavs are a good team, and they played well in that game. And you got to start with Darius Garland, who had a big night in that victory, I believe 24 points in that Cavs win over the Bulls back in December. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are a lot of guards in the East vying for all-star spots, but you got to consider Darius Garland in the season he's having. A lot of people wrote the Cavs off when first Colin Sexton went down, mm-hmm. and then people really started to write them off when Ricky Rubio, who was having a phenomenal season for them, also went down. And Darius Garland was like, no, y'all, I got this.
He has been absolutely amazing. And I know Matt is one of the first people I know who was absolutely all over Darius Garland coming out of the draft, man. I was on Ja, he was on Darius. That's really how that went. Darius has just been amazing to watch. Just his progression, Matt, to be this kind of level of point guard. And again, it's the hardest position to play in basketball. And he just does it with such ease and such smoothness. And he does it in the ways that you want a great point guard to do. You want him to score and you want him to facilitate. And he does both of them at a very, very high clip. They just played the Brooklyn Nets. And he went head-to-head with Kyrie Irving and might have came out on top on that one. I believe he came away with 24 and 12in that game. And the W, which is the most important thing. And Kyrie finished, I think, 22 and 9 or something like that. So, yeah, he has been just looking great. You know what I'm saying? And I think the other biggest part of this is he's been healthy. He's been able to be on the floor and be healthy for this team. Coming into the draft, what I remember all the talk was he didn't really play in college. He only played a couple games. So people were like, I don't know. We think he's good. We might be. I don't know. You know, he might not be. So teams were kind of not willing to take a risk because I promise you the way that he was talked about was a top three pick. But that's the only reason I think he fell is because teams didn't see him. And I'm, oh boy, did the Cavaliers get them one? Man, do the Cavaliers get them some picks. Man, they come away out quite nicely with these picks, man. So shout out to them for getting another good pick in Darius Garland. He has really just changed the attitude of that team because I don't think Cleveland fans went in expecting to be this where they are right now. You know what I'm saying? I knew they had high hopes for their team and they wanted to have a good season, but I don't think they expected this. But nobody told the players on the Cleveland Cavaliers, and especially nobody told Darius Garland.
Yeah, you know, not only the quality point guard play of Garland, but you know, you mentioned it, this Cavs front court as well. It's just size everywhere. An incredible player in Evan Mobley, probably a rookie of the year front runner at this point. Honestly, the first year product out of USC. And you got Jared Allen, who I still. Speaking of them beating Brooklyn, still cannot believe that Brooklyn was like, oh, yeah, we'll just throw this guy in. You know, I know it's because you're getting James Harden. I understand that. But, I mean, like, man, still. Allen is just a monster. He had a big game for them against the Brooklyn Nets the other night. Maybe a little bit of, you know, revenge game kind of stuff for Allen and Brooklyn. All right. So. More thoughts on this challenge that the Bulls have ahead of them with the Cleveland Cavaliers. We will continue that conversation in just a minute. But first, I mentioned it at the top of the show. Today's episode brought to you by Prize Picks. You've been hearing me tell you about Prize Picks for months now. Have you signed up yet?
Have you?
If you haven't, you're missing out, and I don't know why. Because right now is the perfect time. For a limited time, Prize Picks has an exclusive, no-brainer of an offer for all of our Locked On Bulls listeners out there. They will give you, get this, $50 free if a player in your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. That's impossible to screw up. But you must use promo code NBA when you do it. That's right. Exclusive offer available to Locked On fans only when you use that promo code NBA. Prize Picks has the best NBA DFS prop game on the market. Prize Picks offers more NBA props than any other DFS prop operator. And offers all the superstar players as well as bench players only recording a handful of minutes in each game. Prize Picks also allows mixed sport entries. So we're done with Pro Football Wildcard Weekend. Now, divisional round games coming up next weekend. You can match that with some NBA action this coming weekend and make yourself some money playing in these mixed sport entries for daily fantasy. Use the award-winning app on both the App Store and Google Play. Prize Picks is safe and offers fast withdrawals. So go to prizepicks.com today or go to your App Store and download the app. All users that deposit and use our promo code NBA, again, we'll get that $50 free if your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. That's like a guarantee in DFS. That's right. All users that deposit and use promo code NBA will get $50 free on your first entry if your first Prize Picks entry scores a single point. Prize Picks, it's daily fantasy made easy. All right, Big Dave. So the Bulls are trying to end this four-game skid here. Three of the four games, the Bulls have been blown off the floor, and they have been playing quality opponents. So there are a lot of Bulls fans out there wondering, should I be concerned that we're losing all these games against quality opponents, and we're getting not only beaten, but beaten badly? And here comes Cleveland, another hot team, another quality team. And I guess first things first, you might have a little bit more help in this one. We're recording this Tuesday afternoon. I just saw an update that Caruso, as of Tuesday afternoon, has been upgraded to probable.
He's in.
Boom.
He's in. Count that.
Donovan has talked about minutes restriction, so that might be a factor for Alex Caruso, whose conditioning has been a factor while he's been out.
Sure. Absolutely.
Javonte Green sounds like probably won't come until maybe Friday's game at the earliest. Not back yet Wednesday. You're probably also looking at a similar scenario where Zach LaVine and Lonzo Ball are also held out of this game against the Cavs on Wednesday. So does Caruso's return with limited minutes by itself get you any more confident to the fact that the Bulls can end this losing streak? His defense has obviously been missed, but to you, what is the biggest factor here for the Bulls to say, all right, Cavs, we got to get things right. And sorry for you, but you're the team we're going to do it against.
Unfortunately, it's going to be you're going to need your full guys to go up against this team, because if they have the same record as many wins as you, that means they're top three team in your division. That's really what that means. So we're talking the Bulls, we're talking the Bucks, and now we're talking the Cavs. Okay. So when you're going up against them, you saw what it looked like, Matt, when they didn't have all their horses going up against the Cavs. When you don't have all your horses and you go up a team with more horses, you get trounced. You get galloped on. And that's exactly what happened. That might be the case this time. I don't know about getting trounced or, you know, destroyed, but I don't know about winning the game. If you don't have Zach LaVine out there with you, it's going to be important to have both your players out there, because DeRozan didn't get to play in that last one. Mm-hmm. And Zach LaVine was all alone. And you saw how that kind of looked and turned out there. And they had a fairly healthy team when they played the Bulls. They'll have a fairly healthy one when they go in this time playing the Bulls. You know, with outside of Rubio being gone for the year, they replaced him with
and Rondo, who they brought in that trade, is also out with an injury right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'm sure he's on the bench going to be barking and yelling out stuff, because he's that kind of good guy, you know what I'm saying, as far as his brain is concerned. So I'm sure he's going to help in those ways. But
well, he it's won't be that angry, because you know who won't be on the Bulls bench. So he won't be, you know, just
excellent point,
enraged by seeing him.
Excellent point, my friend. Excellent point. but I think it's still going to be an issue, because what the Cavaliers have more so than the Bulls is that size. Mm-hmm. And they have those big guys, Matt. And you got Jared Allen, who you mentioned. You got Mobley, who's just been, ugh. He is mean.
Filthy.
That boy is mean, okay? And then a guy who hasn't been talked about enough, in my opinion, but Kevin Love. Kevin Love has
He's
just
big been for them.
Stellar for them, man. He has just played an absolute key role in stabilizing that bench and making sure nothing is no real fall off when they go to their bench or anything like that. And I'll throw Lowry in there too, because he's 7 feet tall. And you know, he still can hit up four threes in a game. You know, he had four threes in a game the last game they played when they played the Nets. So
yeah, Murray, including a big one in the fourth quarter in that very tight game. Yeah.
All right. And when you're playing against your old team, you know, just like you said about Jared Allen, the same could go for Lowry here as well. So he might be a little more up, you know, to playing the Bulls a little more tougher. So it'll be a heck of a challenge, a real tough challenge. I don't think the Bulls will come out with the victory. Of course, I'm rooting for it. But if you don't have all your horses to go up against these best teams, it's gonna look bad. It's gonna look bad. It could look that way.
Yeah, you know, it's interesting that you note, you know, Kevin Love and Lowry, and the fact that, you know, they not only have these bruising bigs in Mobley and Allen, but bigs mm-hmm. who can stretch, you know, and knock down threes. Because, you know, when I went back and looked, it was like December 8th feels like a lifetime ago because the holidays and like the Omicron NBA that we've all endured over the past month. I couldn't quite remember, but the Bulls, okay, you know, yes, they got out rebounded by Cleveland in that game, but only by five. It wasn't a huge margin, 42-37. No. The Bulls actually outscored the Cavs in the paint in that game. And I was like, brain broken. The Bulls have been getting trounced in the paint in this recent losing streak that they have here.
They have.
What the Cavs did to get the upper hand in that game was knock down shots behind the perimeter. The Cavs made 13 threes compared to just seven for the Bulls. Mm-hmm. The Bulls didn't even shoot 30% from behind the arc. The Cavs shot like 44%. Mm-hmm. And K-Love and Lowry were a part of that, as was some dude named Dean Wade. D-Wade, really?
D-Wade!
Why? Why is this person still here?
Why are you hating him now? Like he's catching strays just for his name. He ain't even done nothing. Probably a wonderful human being, just like Dwayne Wade.
But I mean, you look at this recent stretch of games where this Bulls defense has just been abysmal. They're giving up 120, 130. So, I mean, what do you try to stop first if you're the Bulls defensively? Mm-hmm. Because you know, because it already happened, that you can get beat by the Cavs knocking down shots from behind the arc. But you also got to worry about the fact that your team has been beaten up in the interior recently. Mm-hmm. And do you try and slow down Mobley and Allen? Do you try and slow down Cavs shooters? Where do you go? What do you try and stop first, Dave?
Oh, man. And also, Caruso didn't play that last game either when they played.
True.
The first thing, Matt, is you stopped it. You stopped the easy thing is the first thing. And the easy thing is scoring inside. That's why it's a high percentage shot. It's what it is. You stop them from trying to do that. The outside, the three-pointers, if they're knocking them down, there's really nothing you could do about that, okay? If they're hitting threes, there's nothing you can do about it except for counter. You know what I mean? Counter with that on your end when you're on the offensive end of the floor. If they're hitting three, I'm not saying just let them shoot wide open shots. That's not what I'm saying. You know, of course, you get your hand up and you try to challenge it. But the focus for me should be trying to stop them inside, because Mobley inside is a terror, okay? Jared Allen inside is a terror, okay? And Kevin Love can get inside and cause havoc as well. And Darius Garland gets into the paint. That's what he does. You know what I'm saying? He can shoot as well, for sure. But he'll get in the paint and cause some havoc. So I think doing that will help go a long way as far as the Bulls trying to get this victory here. Because I would like to win this game, because nobody wants to go on a five-game losing streak. I still, even though, you know, you're down and you don't have these players, and I still feel like, you know, it's going to be a tough task, I still going in wanting to win this, because I still got DeMar DeRozan. I still got Vooch. I'm getting Caruso back. We're watching the emergence of Ayo be great out here. Kobe White, you know he can catch hot and do something nice for you, man. Malcolm Hill has actually been a real solid contributor for the Chicago Bulls, man.
Should have gotten an autographed Malcolm Hill photo.
For real, man. Yeah. Listen, I got a Craig Hodges jersey, number 14. I might put a Hill and Hodges on that joint right now, man.
Pull the Cleveland Browns fan thing, just taping their name across the back.
Right. Just over the Hodges, just write Hill across it or something, man. Man, dude, shout out Craig Hodges, one of my favorite Bulls ever. But yeah, man, it's going to be a tall task, Matt, to stop them and go against them. But honestly, the Bulls are good enough. Like, they've shown you they're good enough to stay in these games and stay with these teams. Because remember, we've been dealing with this kind of adversity all season long as far as guys not being there. And they've done well against these teams. This is the peaks and valley stage is what I call it right now. You know what I'm saying? The highs and lows, we're definitely going through the lows. This is how you go through in the season right now. The fact they're still on top, the fact they're still one of the best teams in the East, and you know what they're missing bodes well. But as far as for this game, Matt, that's you got to stop that inside first. You got to stop the easy thing first.
Yeah. Something else that the Bulls did not do well against Cleveland the first time around and have not done well in this four-game losing streak and also, you know, got them out on the wrong foot against the Grizzlies Monday is protect the basketball. Take care of the basketball. You know, eight first quarter turnovers against the Grizzlies on Monday. Meanwhile, the Grizzlies couldn't hit water out of a boat. The Bulls had a prime opportunity to take control of that game in the first quarter because the Grizzlies were ice cold. But no, we're tied 20-20 after the first 12 minutes because the Bulls gave the ball away every other possession. They had 18 turnovers against the Cavs the last time these teams played. You got to limit the turnovers in addition to stepping up the defense. Now, you mentioned his name. I don't want to go too deeply into this, but lots of Bulls fans harping on Vooch recently, and it's not just about his lack of production and nights where he goes 2 of 13 from the field, but the way he's getting exposed defensively. Mm-hmm. I said this to you, I don't know, a week ago, 2 weeks ago, when the Bulls have been missing all of these key point of attack defenders that are out for various reasons, that is the reason his defense looks all worse for the wear right now. Those players were brought in here because their point of attack defense helps Vooch be a more competent defender, helps mask some of the certain weaknesses of Vooch's game on the defensive end. Even getting Caruso back for limited minutes can help in that regard. And look, tall task, like you said, right out of the gate, Darius Garland playing incredible basketball right now. Who is Billy going to put on him for the largest significant stretches of this game? Because again, we could only be talking about 20 minutes of availability for Caruso, not 30, maybe 15. Who knows? So when Caruso's not out there trying to cause havoc, who does Billy put on Darius Garland? And I think if I'm reading your mind right now, you're looking forward to like, do we use the Io guard Darius Garland? Because man, Io's defense recently has been pretty nice.
I love when you're here, Matt. I love when you're here. That's all I was thinking about. Why, this is the time to do it. You put him there. He's showing you that he can handle more responsibility. So what a chance to throw him up in there against somebody. And the fact that he wants that. You heard him in the press conference say, I love when Billy Donovan tells me, yo, I need you to guard the team's best player. He said, that's what I love to hear. That means the coach depends on me. And I'm going to go out here and I'm going to do my best for him. Well, damn it. Guess what? I'm going to need you to do this game. I'm going to need you to go up out here against one of the best point guards in the league again after you went up against Ja Morant, who he didn't do a bad job against. He definitely got a steal off of him, too. He didn't do a terrible job against him. And he had a really solid game on top of all that. I need you to do the same thing as Darius Garland, man, because it's that time of year, Matt, where we're now going to be into the Eastern Conference and more into our division. Kind of games, you know what I'm saying? Because we saw us go to our West Coast trip. We played a lot of those teams already. It's time to start getting into the Bucks, you know what I'm saying? And then March comes, we'll be getting more Cavs games, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, we got more stuff to get into as far as our conference and our division is concerned. So it's gonna be knuckle up time, baby. It's gonna be man. I'm just glad we're good and we can be in this situation. Like for real, this is awesome, man. For real,
The Bulls have already gotten to beat up the Pistons thrice. Three W's already counted against the Pistons, whereas this is game two against the Cavs, and Friday is game one against Giannis and the Bucks.
Which will now be on ESPN.
Which will now be on ESPN. Let's hope the Bulls get rid of their primetime yips between now and then. But speaking of the Bucks, they now 27-19, Cavs 27-18, Brooklyn 27-16, Miami with their win against Toronto on Monday 28-16, Bulls 27-15. So Bulls and Heat as of Tuesday night's before Tuesday night's action, virtual tie for first atop the East, but you got Miami with 28 wins and four teams with 27 wins. Good thing the Bulls stacked some W's before.
Yes.
I mean.
Thank you.
Good idea getting some of those wins. All right, Big Dave. Wanted to touch on one or two things from our inbox that I saw this morning that I thought were interesting. Before we do that, though, tell the people about those delicious Built Bars.
Oh, they're delicious and they're good for you. That's not real. It's not a thing. Yes, it is. It's called Built Bar. They have 130 calories, 4 grams of sugar, 4 net carbs, 17 grams of protein. Compare that to a candy bar that's got like 240 calories, 30 grams of sugar, and dozens of net carbs. Which one you think is better? And also, it's covered in 100% chocolate. Real chocolate. Many flavors. Coconut almond, peanut butter brownie, raspberry, cookies and cream, salted caramel, mint brownie, and also that flavor of the month. Matt Peck, could you please tell them what it is, sir?
Coconut brownie chunk, baby.
Gonna slap yourself 2 times because you heard what it said, baby. Slap yourself because it sounded good. Slap yourself again because now you can go get one at built.com. LOCKED15 is the promo code you use, and that will get you 15% off of your order. Built.com. LOCKED15 is the promo code. Get yourself 15% off your order. Built Bar! Zach Guilford still wants one. Hook him up!
All right. Some stuff in our mailbox that I wanted to get to. Obviously, everyone's attention is still focused on this February 10th trade deadline that is inching closer and closer. So Eric from Richmond texted in saying, hey, guys, I think most of these trade ideas for all-star level players aren't realistic. We would end up then with all of our starters making around $20 million or more, and Zach's payday is coming up. I think we can make some small moves like buyout market stuff, but that's it. We still need to keep some of our picks so that we have some good, cheap rotational players who could develop. I think another thing we have to look forward to is that the Bulls will likely become a destination for vets who will take minimums to ring chase. I think we can land a player like Millsap this offseason. Thanks for checking in, Eric. Big Dave, a lot of interesting points here from Eric, and I think that they are all valid. When he talks about like these all-star caliber players or quasi close to all-star caliber players that some Bulls are focusing on right now, namely Miles Turner, Jeremy Grant, Harrison Barnes, that kind of stuff. You and I have, I think, been of like mind recently, which is that the asking price for those players, and don't even get me started on Ben Simmons, are not realistic for what the Bulls have right now and what the Bulls want to keep right now.
Right.
Interesting update on Miles Turner specifically, because Bulls fans are clamoring for a defensive dominant big who can stretch the floor, and that is exactly what Turner is. Foot injury. Pacers gave an update on Tuesday saying, we'll reevaluate in about 2 weeks, which is a week and change ahead of the deadline. But then Woj came out with a report that's saying they don't expect him to come back and play and be available to play until after the trade deadline. So that throws another very dicey layer of variable into teams throwing offers for Turner. And before we got that injury update on Turner, we got a report that the Pacers were looking for reportedly either two first-round picks or a first-round pick and a young player with a high ceiling and high potential. No, I'm with our pal in Richmond. Let me see what's on the buyout market.
Yeah. Hey, Eric, I want to welcome you to the brain of Matt and Big Dave, because you've said everything that we have been saying and been thinking about this team as far as the trade is concerned. These trade ideas, I keep reading, and Bulls fans have a lot of them, and some of them are really, honestly, really good. Like, some of them, like, you guys should be GMs. Like, for real, what are you doing over here? You guys should be GMs, man. They're really good as far as how they can do the salary and the players together and get something back for each team that's liable and logical. But the other ones is like, come on, dog. Like, this ain't a video game. We can't do it like that. I think teams are definitely going to be more so looking to come here, especially those veterans, Matt. Again, we talked about this in the offseason about how good the Bulls will look to teams now, especially if they start winning. And if DeMar DeRozan is out here choosing Chicago, then how far that's going to go in the league, because DeMar DeRozan is respected and revered and loved by a lot of these players in the league. So if he's telling them Chicago's the place to be, a lot of guys are going to be looking at that and seeing how the Bulls are playing and seeing how much fun the Bulls are having. And most importantly, see how they're winning. That's also very, very important. So I think a lot of those veterans are looking at that like, you know what? Maybe I might want to make a run with these Bulls. You know, that they might have a nice path to do it. Kevin Durant's hurt. You know what I'm saying? Like, they might have a shot here. We don't know. Milwaukee, I mean, you know, anything can happen. You know what I mean? Anything can happen, guys. As we've seen with Kevin Durant, like I said, just going down. Anything can happen. We don't know. So the Bulls have been solid all year long. And I shouldn't even say solid, more than solid. They've been really, really good all year long.
Right.
But you're right. Some of these trades just not going to work out money-wise. It's just not. And some of these trades aren't going to work out talent-wise, because Patrick Williams is going nowhere. And we've heard reports saying Kobe, they have very, very fond of Kobe White, saying they like Kobe White a lot. Now, again, I don't put too much stock in super reports unless it comes from Casey Johnson talking about this front office. But hearing that, you're like, I don't know, maybe. But Kobe White is a chip. You know what I mean? He's a piece.
Yeah.
And he might be a piece. Especially that they want to hold on to.
Especially with the way he's been playing recently. I mean,
yeah, might be one they want to hold on to, Matt. We don't know. But the bottom line is this: we know the buyouts are coming. You know those veterans are coming, Matt, and we know stuff is going to be available to the Bulls because you know exactly what they need: size and right. some versatility. That's the focus right here. You can get that in a buyout. You right. can definitely get that available to you in a buyout, guys. You don't have to make a huge trade to do it. It'd be nice. It'd be splashy. It'd be cool. But it's not a big thing you have to do to get what you need. You can definitely get that in a buyout.
The other thing that Eric brought up that I think maybe some Bulls fans aren't thinking about on the regular basis when they're playing with trade machine stuff and thinking about, can we get this player? Can we get that player? Trade machine will tell you if, in its simplistic terms, that trade will go through based on X and O's pieces going this way, X and O's pieces going that way, salary matchups, etc. It doesn't necessarily factor in the long-term ripple effects of said deal. Because guess what? It's a robot. It's not a human brain and a breathing, thinking GM. It's a robot. The stuff that Eric brought up about the Bulls' current salary situation mm-hmm. is important. Zach LaVine gonna get paid this summer, and rightfully so. Rightfully Correct. So. And shout Correct. Out to Zach LaVine's interview that he did last week with our pal Mark Schanowski and Stacey yeah. King on Stacey's yeah. On their podcast. He said one of the biggest changes. Hey, I feel like a recruiter now and not someone getting recruited. Big key. Ooh. You know what that means? Zach, he's here. He's got winning talent around him. He's gonna stay. But what that means is he's gonna get paid. Vooch is a de-escalating contract, but it's still $20 million plus. Lonzo is flirting in that area, just shy of $20 million. You got right. DeMar's big contract as well. Mm-hmm. If you were to bring in a player like Jeremy Grant and the contract he's on, or Harrison Barnes and the contract he's on, the Bulls, as of right now, are a team that is operating above the cap, mm-hmm. but below the luxury tax line.
Right.
And they're not below the luxury tax line by a lot. They are below the luxury tax line right now by a kind of comfortable margin, but not a mm-hmm. super comfortable margin. Mm-hmm. If they go out and make some big swing for the fences move on a play for a player on a huge contract, and then you got Zach's coming up this summer, you automatically, with that decision, turn yourself into a team paying the luxury tax.
Mm.
I'm not saying I'm not in favor of that if it is geared towards the Bulls building a championship-worthy roster. My opinion don't matter there. You know whose opinion does matter there? It's a little guy called Grandpa Jerry. Are the Bulls, and by the Bulls, I mean Jerry and his son Michael and that family, willing to enter above that luxury tax threshold for a trade deadline move, knowing that Zach LaVine's contract is looking mm-hmm. right at you this summer? And I can't confidently say that the answer to that question is yes.
Yeah, he can't confidently say because he's dealing with history. and I hear that. But I'm going to go with the history of now, Matt. And what they've shown is they are all about opening up their checkbook. They have opened up the checkbook and let AK and Mark Eversley just go to town as far as building the team that they have, because it ain't been cheap. as you so eloquently stated, it ain't been cheap to do this. And this is unlike the things that we've seen Jerry and Michael do over the years. But that's why I have a little more faith in it now, is because guess what? They're doing it. Like, they're literally doing it. They're like, okay, now I don't know if, you know, he's curled up in a ball crying, thinking about the money that he's paid. But see, I have no idea. But I know that he's done it. And he's shown, like, okay, I'm going to put some money in on this. I'm going to put my money where my mouth is on this, man. I'm going to let the Bulls actually be better. And they've paid dividends. This is a better basketball team and much more fun to talk about with you guys out there listening to us and watching us, man. It's been awesome to do. But also, Matt, I have to throw in, they still have that mid-level exception here. So right. you still
about
have
$5 million.
Right. You still got that shot at that buyout guy that you're looking at. And that's another reason why our guy on Richmond brought that up. Is because I'm sure he knows, you know, you've got that exception sitting right there, just waiting mm-hmm. for you, waiting in the cooler, man, just ready to go whenever you want to pull that out. So it's just going to be so interesting the closer right. and closer we get to this trade deadline. And I know it's more magnified with the more losses the Bulls compile in right. a row that they have been. That Bulls fans are like, we got to make a change now, make a change now, make a change now, make a change now. Right. And I know it's getting like that. and Kenyon Eversley got it, man. And I'm probably going to do the right thing. And I don't hear nothing from the camp, which is my thing. I love the fact I hear nothing from them, man. But yeah. I know that they're working. I know they're working.
And, you know, that's the other interesting thing about buyout market candidates. And it was why I was a little surprised when that deadline came and went, where Matt Thomas's contract became fully guaranteed.
That was a surprise.
Because it's like, okay, well, if you're going to operate in the buyout market, not necessarily just try and make a trade, having that open roster spot ready and waiting for you, it makes that easier. Yes. Not to say that it's impossible, because guess what? The Bulls could still just decide to waive Matt Thomas. They have to pay him his now fully guaranteed salary, but it's only like 1.2 million or 1.5 million or whatever. So, you know, they would just be eating that dead money to free up a roster space. Or maybe they're talking about making a trade where they trade away a player and don't take a player back and opening up a roster spot that way. Whatever it is, I thought it was interesting because I've been thinking buyout market and just waving Matt Thomas, but simultaneously the Bulls have needed Matt Thomas's body to be on the court every night because they're that shorthanded right now. So this tricky situation that they've been in. Thank you, Eric, permission for checking in. Fun thoughts and great thoughts there. Real quick, yeah. I wanted to read this and then we'll get out of here. This comes from the 404, who said, this is more like it. Bulls losing consecutive games by 40. Yeah, I'm comfortable here. Embarrassing back-to-back losses feels so nostalgic. Oh, the intimacy of unconditionally loving a team. But I'm still here, and I always will be. Alarmed? A little. But I'm thinking I need some catharsis via a 2017 to 2020 angry Matt Peck rant. Throw in some F-bombs, please. That would hit the spot. Thank you for checking in, 404. I had fun doing some of those angry rants from the days when the Bulls were terrible. Some of them were not fun. Some of them actually, like, I worried for my health. And you're not getting one right now. For a four-game losing streak when the Bulls are tied for the top seed in the East? No, I have no angry rants right now because I need to be in a healthier space while I can. And the Bulls are allowing me to be in a healthy mental and emotional state right now. I'm not going to put myself into an angry rant when I don't need to, but I appreciate the love.
And also there's logic with that. You know, Matt also sees the logic behind the reason of losing four games. So it's with that. So it's not like they're losing four games because they're starting players that shouldn't be on the floor and they're benching players that should be on the floor. That's what gets you angry and has you pulling your hair out and Matt's blood level going to mercury. that's the difference right there, man. But no, logic has prevailed so far. And hopefully wins will follow behind that soon, man. Because you're right. I'm tired of losing. Nobody wants to be losing. But yeah, we know why it's happening.
To some of the best teams in the league right now.
Yeah.
While we are shorthanded and, granted, also have not been playing our best basketball.
Why
would anyone throw themselves into a tizzy for that reason? Four games? Look, if this somehow turns into an 8-game losing streak, then yeah, we can start to talk about being significantly concerned. Yeah. But we just had a 9-game winning streak. Now we got to end this 4-game winning streak. It's all good. No angry rants from this guy. Yet. Thanks for checking in. We'll try and do some more mailbag towards the back end of the week. Don't forget, and I will post this on Locked On Bulls Twitter, to send us your entries to win your chance to win that autographed Lonzo Ball 16x20 photograph. You can do it two ways. Send us a screenshot of you subscribing to our YouTube channel, Locked On Bulls, or send us a screenshot of you leaving us a 5-star rating and review on Apple Podcasts. LockedOnBulls@gmail.com is where to send that stuff. And you can also always hit us up on Twitter at Bulls_Peck, at Bow, B-A-W-L Sports. And at Locked On Bulls. Until next time, Bulls Nation, see you right, be good.